This is an exciting day. Baptism is a sign, a joyful sign of God's love for us and of our turning to God. A solemn sign of a public commitment to follow Jesus above all else that calls for our allegiance. A hopeful sign of our place in the family of God, that is, the church worldwide and the church right here, Milwaukee Mennonite Church. This is a place we offer ourselves to serve others in humility and accountability. This winter, some of the high school youth wanted to explore what it means to respond to God's love and to the challenge of Jesus' way of peace and reconciliation. So we began the Cozy Conversations. I think that was Soraya's term. And for 10 evenings, Rachel and I and the youth met at Rachel's house. And we ate Peter's cookies. Thank you, Peter. Aiden especially thanks you for the cookies. And we talked about faith using the book God's Story, Our Story. It was amazing. These people ask deep questions. They offer creative answers. And they give honest reflections. And they're a lot of fun to be with. Rachel and I loved every minute of it. So thanks to all four of you. In the end, some of the youth chose baptism. I should say there were others involved too. There's at least three others. Some of the youth chose baptism, and some of them chose to wait. And both of these choices are faithful responses to God's call in their lives at this moment. So Rachel and I are delighted to recommend Aiden, Dan, Sam, and Soraya for baptism. They took part in organizing this service, in choosing the songs that we are singing, in choosing who will pour water and baptize them. So thank you to all the participants. Also, thank you to Matthew Bailey for preparing a gift of collective art for them that we will be completing later on this summer. We've invited Aiden, Dan, Sam, and Soraya to share some words about their faith journeys, what we might call a statement of faith. And the youth decided to be baptized in alphabetical order, which means Aiden will share first.
To me, baptism means that I'm agreeing to follow Christ for the rest of my life. I wanted to get baptized because I want to follow God. In the past couple months, Steve and Rachel has helped me make this decision at Faith Formation, which was the cozy conversation thing Steve mentioned earlier. Some of my most important faith moments have been in this church and also at Camp Friedenswald. My hope is that my faith grows stronger throughout the next couple years. Thank you.
Okay. So I've struggled for basically my whole life with doubt in a lot of different ways. But most importantly to me, I've doubted in God a lot. I can't tell you how many times I've wondered to myself, how on earth could God be real? Is God real? I mean, if you really consider the whole gospel story, it's like insane. This dude is born from a virgin, he performed miracles, and then he rose from the dead. Like, what? And I know that I'm not the only one that has felt like God hasn't always been there for me. But I don't like feeling like this because I know deep down that it's not true. So a little while back, I decided to confront this doubt and just kind of study the Bible more. One thing that really helped me a lot with this was Chris's summer Bible group. Thank you for that, the past 2 years. I think very logically, very linearly. And so I think that because of that group and I learned the background information to the story, and I was able to rationalize a lot about Christ. That group and summer camp were probably the two biggest reasons that I decided to become baptized. As I've said before, I first knew I wanted to be baptized this past summer at camp. Literally everybody says it. Aiden already mentioned it. You two probably going to. But I feel closer to God at camp than anywhere else in the world. When I first knew I wanted to be baptized, we were singing, "Bless the Lord, O my soul," and I felt something. I don't know how to describe it. At the moment, I didn't really know what I felt or what it meant, but I just knew it was important. About half an hour later, we were sitting at campfire, and a counselor was talking about what camp meant to them and what baptism meant to them, and then I realized that what I felt was wanting to be baptized in following Christ. So after that, I did a lot more baptism, and I said in church one day that I wanted to be baptized. Baptism means a lot of different things to a lot of different people, and it means different things to me than it does to some of you, I'm sure. But I love how the Confession of Faith from a Mennonite perspective puts it. Baptism means following Jesus in giving one's lives for others, in loving one's enemies, and in renouncing violence, even when it means one's own suffering or death. Now, there's a lot of subtle differences in what following Christ means to many people, but in my mind, it basically all boils down to bettering other people's lives. And by becoming baptized, I believe that's the commitment that I'm making for the rest of my life. And in my opinion, I think that's the most important part of following Christ. So basically, I believe I'm ready to welcome Christ into my life with open arms and eyes. Thank you to everyone in this community for being ready and willing to welcome me into your life in this church. Let's do this.
All right. Tonight, I wanted to talk about my faith journey through some humor. At the beginning of Faith Formation, I said that I wanted to be baptized at Friedenswald, and for each pour of water, I wanted to go down the slide, then jump off the diving board, and then swim halfway across Lake Shapehead and then back. Water is so important in my life. I'm happiest when I'm in the pool. So what better way than being baptized by water? Most days of Faith Formation, I asked questions that made Rachel and Steve think. One question I asked was, in the beginning, there was God. But when I was a little Mennonite boy, I asked, but what came before that? If you know what that's from, you're blessed. Speaking of being blessed, I never know where to look when getting a blessing. Do I look them in the eyes? Do I close my eyes? Do I look at my feet? Do I look like off askew? Yeah, I never know where to look. Seriously though, I do appreciate that part of MMC. Growing up here, it has been very meaningful to have so many adults taking such an active role in my faith formation. I'm looking forward to taking communion tonight because it is a way to further connect with my church family. It will be so meaningful to share the cup and the body of the gluten-free Christ with you all. My Mennonite faith has helped shape my future. Like in school, in my video journalism class, I tried to tackle a common problem at all high schools, but one that may never be solved but can be changed. Vulgar language, specifically aimed at hurting other people. I could really care less about people dropping F-bombs, but when kids at my school start using slurs and other words to put someone else down, that makes me really annoyed and want to change. My group and I talked about how the student body should respect one another. Our motto was, we all don't have to be friends, but we shouldn't be jerks to each other. My teacher thought my work in class was important enough that she nominated me to go to Washington, D.C. for a PBS student reporting lab academy. And here we are now, 6 weeks away until my flight to D.C. To try to make a world a better place through stories in a format more approachable to viewers. That's my motto for my whole thing. But there's no future without the past. I'm so thankful for all the people who helped me get to where I am now. For Bill and Marshall, who are always ready to love and care with an open house and open barn. I can't count how many times Marshall doctored up my foot or the number of sheep I herded and then stood far away from while Bill and my dad castrated them. Or for Daniel's old clothes they lent me while I warmed myself in the bath after falling into the ice and into the river and being left by Sarai and Levi. Sorry. For the Kaisers and Hartman Kaisers, who are basically, for basically being like cousins who live two blocks away from me and taught me Dutch Blitz. For my very funny yet wise Hadley grandparents and my very wise yet funny Stolpe grandparents. For my sister, who reminds me to keep trying to be a better person even when she gets on my nerves. And for my parents, who have helped me, who have helped and will always help me make good decisions throughout my life. Thanks for all the pineapples. I could name so many more ways every one of you has helped me through my faith journey, but we have a love feast to get to. Thank you, MMC.
Yesterday, I was looking through some of the old letters I have received over the years. Many were sent to me while I was at Camp Friedenswald. It was fun to look back on what people wrote and to remember my wonderful times at camp, one of the places where my faith formation really started. I was able to be surrounded by Mennonite peers and spend a week praising God in the peaceful woods. One of the letters which stood out to me was from my dad. It was a printout of the 2013 Tour de France route map, and in the margin he wrote, "I wonder what it's like making your way through camp this year. Like in the Tour de France, they have short days and long days, sprint finishes and mountaintop finishes, time trials and breakaways, and even sometimes crashes. I realized that this just doesn't apply for camp, but for my faith as well. Some days are easy, yet some days are a mountaintop finish, so long and tiring that you almost give up on multiple occasions. Today, I say yes to following Jesus. I am making my heart commitment out loud with you as witnesses, and I know that this is not a commitment to make or take lightly. Some days, saying yes to Christ will be a breeze. Everyone else is doing it. And other days, following Christ will feel like a wreck. Everyone else is doing something else, and I'm the odd one out. I pray that my faith remains strong. I learned last summer about the reality of the pilgrim's journey, a moment by moment, putting one foot in front of the other kind of faith. It's not always exciting. It's not always fun. It takes perseverance. Thankfully, Jesus is present with me, guiding, walking, sustaining. I'm on a holy adventure, though I don't always remember that. My prayer is that I don't overcomplicate following Jesus. When I seem to be caught up in the drama or cruddiness of a day or situation, remind me to stop and ask myself, what does the Lord require of me? To do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with our God. Slow down, listen, and reflect, and do just that. Last week, I did a presentation on St. Therese of Lisieux for my church history class. She lived during the late 1800s in France, and the Roman Catholic Church has given her the title Doctor of the Church because of her significance in her teaching and devotion. One of her legacies is nicknamed the Little Way. She would say that what matters in life is not great deeds, but great love. As I have been reflecting over this past year about my faith, stimulated by the faith formation classes, it is clear that my faith has been shaped by so many things, including Catholic schools, Camp Friedenswald, my family, including my grandparents, and this church, Milwaukee Mennonite. In one way or another, all of you embody this quote: what matters in life is not great deeds, but great love. You do small things for me with great love. These things might seem trivial, but it's these small acts that have truly made me want to be an official part of this congregation. You have shown me how to praise God through singing and four-part harmony. You have cheered me on through my school and sporting endeavors. You have shown me how to really do a potluck with love feasts. You have taught me how to do meaningful service. You have been there to answer my questions. You have shown me how to be a good friend. Now, none of you may remember doing these things for me, but they have greatly shaped my faith journey and who I am today. Your love has taught me how to love, and for that I am forever grateful. My hope for the church is that you continue to have all that you do be done in love. Do not worry that what you are doing is not big enough. Just like I have learned through faith formation, the little parts of our day can have the biggest impact. Today, that impact being that I am saying yes to my faith and being baptized. What matters in life is not great deeds, but great love. So thank you for being there with me, whether it's on the uphill or the straightaway. Thank you.